This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, Michael Cargill had armed men attack his gun shop in South Austin last night. Other gun shops got raided by criminals. Others got attacked. We can't even say their names. It's not public yet. Next segment, John, who runs the Boom, has been upset at Trump. He'll be popping in with us. He's declared war on Trump. Now, but seriously, Cargill, what else do you want to impart to the listeners about where we are?
You know, this is the time that you... This whole pandemic thing really upset me because when people were trying to purchase firearms, you had the ATF, the NICS, delaying people from their transactions for over 30 days. You have things that are happening right now that should not be happening. You have our different government agencies that are just violating the law, the Brady Law and things of that nature. When you walk into a gun store to buy a gun and you get delayed, you should only be delayed 3 business days. You should not be delayed 30 days or 20.
Yeah, they're violating the law.
And so, yeah, and so that, things like that.
Because the law says if they can't do it, then it default turns off, right?
Right. So after 3 business days, you get the gun. And so that's how it should happen. And we shouldn't be 20 days out, 30 days out, and you're still waiting to see if you can get your firearm. That's not what the law says. And so you're going to have, out of this pandemic, out of these the protests that we're having right now, these riots, you're going to have some type of legislation come out. They're going to give themselves some special powers to be able to do something. You've already seen it happened with giving special powers to the FBI to be able to look at your browsing information, and so more stuff is
without a warrant.
Yeah, more stuff will come out.
Do those dumbasses that were trying to break into your business, playing like they were all gangsters, realize that you were like 30 seconds away from the end of their world?
They didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue. They better hug their mothers tonight and thank the Lord that I didn't make it there 30 seconds earlier.
And I think all the people rioting and looting and protesting need to be thanking their lucky stars that this hasn't really popped off yet. And I don't think none of us want it to, but...
No, exactly. I don't have anything to prove. These people keep looking for a fight, man. They're like...
Well, it won't even be us. I mean, look, if they want to come here, it'll be us, but it'll be the business owners, Alex. It'll be the police. Eventually, a police officer is going to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to stop you from looting this. He's going to shoot him. And it's going to be another national discussion. And the media,
there'll be so many deaths it won't get picked up.
And the media, see, this is what is really upsetting to me, Alex. We want to point the fingers at all these people, the police or white people or these people. Okay, you know what? Everybody has issues. Look at the damn media. They just faked a pandemic, and they're going to get away with it. They literally faked a pandemic, man. They took away everything. They took away people's livelihoods, everything. They took away their
decades
confidence.
To turn this.
They took away their confidence just to walk outside their house and breathe air. I mean, this is a total crime against humanity. And what is the truth, Alex? The truth is, it came out of a bioresearch lab in Wuhan, China. Obama transferred the material.
With Fauci.
And by the way, yeah, when it got out, it was really bad. It went directly to Italy because there's a direct trade there between fake, Italian purses they claim are made in Italy, even though they're really cheap Chinese products, but they make them, and so they had direct flights going there. Okay, there was an outbreak. Once it mutated, after about a month, it was barely deadly at all. Now people get it, they don't even have a damn symptom. But the media won't tell you any of that because they faked a pandemic, and now they're getting their real roots.
What do you make of the German Interior Ministry saying it's all a hoax? This is big.
Ooh. You know what I make of it, Alex? I make of it the same thing I've made of everything for a long time now, and that's, you know what? We told you before everyone else. When are you going to start listening? When is Trump's administration going to start listening to InfoWars? Who is, Alex, honestly, like, we're so on the cutting edge. It almost hurts. It's like, it almost makes you sick. It's kind of like, being on, like, a one-track roller coaster. And, you're about to go down that hill and it's your stomach's going to drop. I mean, that's like what it is for us all the damn time. And it's almost nauseating, Alex. I'm going to be honest. It's nauseating half the time knowing what we know and seeing no action.
Well, let's not be mean. Imagine being the average person in his administration is like 70 and they just came from a different world. They cannot believe we're at least a little bit younger so we can deal with this. They just can't deal with it, man. They just can't understand it.
Or even, honestly, and same thing with the people out here on the streets rioting and everything. They can't deal with it either, man. They don't have a clue. I feel bad for them.
Well, imagine if they successfully shut down civilization, what they'll be thinking about. But let's come back. Let's come back with this video we've been talking about with Mr. Cargill. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. John is operating the boom camera right now. And he's mad at Trump. He said Trump's in a bunker. What is he doing during this whole crisis? And I hear you. That's because his, quote, advisors are divided. Obviously, what happened to this poor black guy, we're not for it. But the media hyping it, that's a fraud, all the racial attacks. On any side, we're against it. And we got Michael Cargill here of Central Texas Gunworks that gave us the dramatic footage of guys, thugs last night shooting up his business, trying to break into it. Other places got robbed. Others repulsed attacks. Almost no coverage of this, which shows you how bad things really are. But John, go ahead and turn your mic on. We're not a cult here, and you know, Trump's not perfect. Why are you angry at President Trump? Go ahead.
Is he going to angry me?
Copy. We got you.
Yo, I want to know why he's allowing them to burn down a church like 100 yards from the White House and then not doing anything about it. I mean, doesn't that seem like...
Well, that's another thing. We got a bunch of churches burned because they had services. Well, the whole COVID-19... I mean, I hear you. So what should the... Is that the Secret Service? Here's the problem. Is the Secret Service jurisdiction? And listen, I get once we get rid of jurisdiction, we got a big problem. But I'm just saying, how is it the Secret Service's jurisdiction?
I just think it's dangerous to let them get that close to the, you know, pretty much the most protected place in the country, and it encourages them nationwide.
Well, I think that's going to be more than a D.C. mayor, though. You know,
I think I know the answer, though. If any of this falls on Trump or the people inside the White House with them, I know what their approach to this is. Their approach to this is how they think, and this is what I'm
saying. Let everybody act bad, and then they'll make them look bad.
But it's really more than that. It's two things, and they're placating to the liberal media, and that's what makes me so mad about this. The first thing they say is, we can't go after Obama. We don't do that to U.S. presidents. Well, I respond to that. They would do that to Trump in a heartbeat. They'd put a bullet in Trump's head tomorrow if they could. Why are we giving them any of the graciousness they would not give to Trump? And then here's the second one, which they could always say and always get away with. It won't work anymore. They say, if you arrest Obama, they will riot. Well, guess what? They're already rioting. So what is holding Trump back from arresting Obama and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and
Ryan? Well, no, I agree. Until Trump takes action against the deep state, it only encourages. Well, let me ask Cargill this, Michael. What's the next escalation? I've asked Owen that. I mean, not acting. I get hoping they just go away, hoping this stops. Obviously, Trump's trying to be a good president. But the left just only escalates. So, in a way, it becomes a dereliction of duty if Trump doesn't take action. But then what is that action to not look like a dictator? Because when folks are trying to create civil war and martial law and all this, you respond to it. The only way to respond to it would be something very draconian.
Yeah, you know, the coronavirus is over. That's all done. So now we moved on to riots. And now they're going to have to, just like Owen said, they're going to have to escalate it to something else. There's going to have to be some type of mass incident, whether it's a shooting or something like that. Some kind of mass incident is going to happen.
Or they'll stage someone to drive a truck through a protest or something.
So what do you, but I mean, so as what should Trump do?
Well, it's not a whole bunch you can do. You're going to have to, unfortunately, at this point, we're going to have to bring in National Guard, which I don't like, and you're going to have to, you know, shut it down and stop this. If the local law enforcement are not doing it, the mayors are not
allowed. Exactly, and the globalists are hoping National Guard goes too far right. and shoots at women on their porches.
Right.
Yeah. Not a good move.
Not a good move at all. Not a good move at all.
So do you think the move for Trump is to really take the bully pulpit and place the blame on Democrat leadership, which is totally accurate?
No, I think that's the answer.
Just to say, hey, look, I'm sorry U.S. cities are burning. I know you're upset, but look at the mayor of Chicago, Lightfoot, who said, stay indoors or we'll arrest you, until people started looting and burning things and rioting. Then nobody got arrested.
Or you can let the people handle it. You know, once the people are tired of, you know, putting up with this stuff, and then, hey, you don't have to worry about them coming after your guns anymore, because everyone's going to want a gun.
Mm-hmm.
People, and that's what we're already seeing. We're seeing people right now that have never wanted a gun at all. They're now walking into a gun store saying, hey, I want to learn how to shoot. I want to purchase a firearm. And that's what I'm seeing happening right now.
Well, and we were talking about
Great View
in California. I mean, because they vote against guns. Now they're all getting their businesses looted. They probably want guns more than anything.
I was about to say, Michael, what's the parallax for you? Because that's what, I mean, I know a lot of liberals that are like apologizing, going, okay, I bought a gun, you're right, what do we do? And I'm like, I'm telling you, the Bill of Rights Constitution is a common sense protection, but now that may be eroded. But I agree with you. What do you think the inverse of this is, or the blowback, now that people see the police can't protect you?
You're what you're saying, you're going to see, and I'm already seeing this. There are people that argue with me that would just staunch against firearms altogether. Didn't want to have anything to do with a gun whatsoever. I'm seeing them right now call me, contact me, send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and they're saying, hey, I'm interested in getting, you know, this type of gun here, a 22, a 45, a Glock 19, an AR-15. I need to get myself a Smith & Wesson M&P, you know, Sport 2. I need to get something for home protection. What do you think the best gun is to get, you know, for home protection? Should I get a handgun? Should I get a rifle? Should I get a shotgun? I'm saying you need to get an AR. That's going to be the best thing. Get yourself an AR. Make sure you got at least, you know, a few thousand rounds, because that's the only thing that's going to protect you. And
by the way, my parents had liberal friends who were major newspaper editors. And my dad had like a gun safe, a gun closet in one area they could see, and they would get scared of those guns. I just feel good that you're there with that AR-15 or M4.
Absolutely.
Like, since when do we not trust citizens with guns?
We should, you know, and I'm actually, personally, more... proficient with an AR than I am a handgun. You know,
tell us about the particular AR you got.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So this right here, it's for the people, you know, that complain about firearms in the first place. So this one, I'm going to flip this sucker over. You can shine down on this. It's a snowflake. It's a Spikes Tactical has a little snowflake emblem on it. You know, so those people that were, you know, that are afraid of guns.
It's nice. They gave him one for him.
Got a little unicorn?
Yeah, got a little unicorn on it.
Probably I like that.
All the little snowflakes out there. So,
hey, snowflakes have a Second Amendment, too.
That's right.
And you are seeing snowflakes now get guns.
We're seeing a lot of snowflakes now. They're getting guns now. Ain't that crazy? Is that not crazy?
Why do you think they think to fight us, they got to get guns? Don't they just joined us?
Yeah, well, you like I said, you have people that are they're wanting to get that training now. They want to learn the basics of firearm ownership.
Can I see that? That's a really pretty rifle.
Yeah, they want to learn all that stuff, get all that stuff out there.
That snowflake.
Oh, I actually want a snowflake rifle. Because, like, you know, all the Greek helmets and stuff aren't cool, but a little unicorn, that's kind of cool.
That suits you, Alex.
Can I come get a little unicorn gun?
Absolutely.
I bought a few guns from you.
Yeah, you have. You got a ton of guns from us.
Well, it's a ton of you know. I got a little too many.
But you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Alex. And I know that Michael feels the same way based on his testimony earlier when he talked about protecting his store. What was the first thing he said? He didn't mention the guns that could have potentially been stolen. He said, I want to make sure my employees are safe. I got to make sure that the people in there are safe.
Right.
You know, I got to protect them. You know, you have that same mindset here. You know, you hire security. You make sure that we're safe here. I have the same measurement. The reason why I come every day on air to the war room with this pistol at my hip is because if something happens here, I want to protect the crew. I mean,
we're in a dangerous climate. Let's not lie. We're in a war for America right now.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I mean, we're not trying to put a picture on this like it's an epic, folks. It's epic.
No, turn the TV on.
Everything's epic.
To tell.
Yeah, the real people that are on the front line. You have your private security. Those are the people that are really on the front lines that are protecting everything right now. You're not hearing anything from those guys that are working downtown.
Well, we now know before we got security 2 years ago, we had a lot of harassment, a lot of problems. Since we did, they went away. We learned it was all coordinated.
Right, right, right. And, they'll do that to you. They're just to spook you and scare you. But you have to, you know, show a little show of force, and they'll back down. You know, I get letters. You know, I received a letter on one Christmas. It was a Christmas card with a little poem on it, and it, you know, gave me a little scripture, a little poem, and then, I opened it up. When I opened it up, it said it actually had a picture of gunshot wounds victims shot in the face. It said, "Merry Christmas." That was sent to my house.
They love creeping around, don't they?
Yes.
Because they're not trying to save people. They want to disarm you so they can run over you.
Right, right.
All right, Michael Cargill, great job, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Owen, great job. We're going to have the one, the only, Gerald Celente take over. It's been a powerful broadcast, folks. A lot of exclusive video. The media trying to frame us, saying we burned down a homeless camp. I mean, come on, man. I'm burning down homeless camps. You put a bullet in my head. I'll pay for it. And everything else. But, you know, the truth is the real thing's still here. They wanted to shut us down so they can lie about us all day. Didn't happen thanks to you. That's why I want to thank the listeners and viewers and salute you for keeping us in the game. We're all in this together. God bless you. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. What a time it is. Oh, how sad what's going on. So as you well know, I had forecast the greatest depression. It was a year ago, March, on David Knight's show. And, of course, it was escalated because of the COVID crisis, the hysteria crisis that was created by politicians. And now, of course, COVID is out of the news, and the riots and protests from the killing of George Floyd are now the major news. The convergence of these two issues are beyond what anybody could predict. People say I'm a futurist. I say I'm no futurist. There are too many wild cards, whether they're man-made or made by nature. And we just saw two wild cards played. One, of course, is the COVID hysteria. While it was made by whoever, the prostitutes built it up into something way larger than it is. You look at the numbers and the news from around the world, and you can see how deadly the COVID crisis is in terms of the amount of people that it's going to kill. People going hungry, pandemic effect could leave 54 Americans without food. This just came out yesterday. A record number of Americans face hunger this year as the catastrophic economic fallout caused by the coronavirus pandemic looks to leave tens of millions of people unable to buy enough food to feed their families. This is prostitute BS. It's not the catastrophic economic fallout caused by the coronavirus pandemic. It's the catastrophic economic fallout caused by low-life pieces of garbage, scum, crap called politicians. Politics. Many ticks sucking the life and blood out of us. The deaths of the coronavirus, as we've been reporting in the Trends Journal since it the hysteria broke out, adds up to a bad flu season in terms of the amount of people it's killed in the United States and around the world. The politicians closed down the economy. And now, of course, with the black people out on the streets, and who did this affect the hardest when they closed down things? And by the way, more people died in proportion, blacks and Hispanics, than any other group. And now they're out of work. The hospitality sector is dead. Now you have one city and one state after another being locked down. And as you see the violence, whether it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, whether it's Alex Jones, or whether it's the Financial Times, which I subscribe to, Politicians blame outsiders for U.S. riots. The internet has christened him Umbrella Man. A video shows him wearing a gas mask, strolling along the windows of an auto supply store in Minneapolis and knocking them out with a hammer. And one after another, and of course they're blaming it on who most likely it is, the Antifa, anti-fascist activists. Antifascia, Antifa. It's out of control. This is going to be worse than it was when I was a youth, well, almost, back in the late 1960s. Actually, I was 22 years old, 1968, when the riots, demonstrations broke across the country. But it was very different back then. There was no depression going on. People were still working, as bad as it was. And now they've closed down the global economy. These little slimy, low-life pieces of garbage crap who made this stuff up. Social distancing. The New York cops arresting people, or fining them, I should say, for not socially distancing. Well, there's no social distancing going on as these riots and protests are going on. Stand 6 feet away. Wear a mask. We'll make up any kind of garbage we can, and the morons are going to swallow it. Just like they Heil Hitler, march to Mussolini, and salute Stalin. They follow Cuomo, bow down to Gruesome Newsom. Look up to a Conte in Italy and a Sanchez in Spain, a Merkel in Germany, and follow their orders. The global economy is in the greatest depression. With now these riots and protests escalating around the United States, this is going to be a summer that will be remembered in history. It can be changed. And one of the ways of doing it, people say to me, Salenti, you say what's going on, but you don't give solutions. That's not true. I give many of them. Open up the economies as soon as possible. Get people off the streets and back to work. Start a new program, Work Progress Administration. Get the people off the streets and rebuilding our third world infrastructure. And most of all, push for peace. We need a real peace movement. I'm not talking only about the wars abroad, but the civil war that's going to break out in America. The COVID war and the civil war. Our New Trends Journal will be out tomorrow. And the artwork done by Anthony Frieda. Two gas tanks. You buy, you know, those 2 gallon ones being poured over and everything on fire. And media and politicians pouring the gas on it. Dividing us. Causing hysteria. The COVID war and Civil War 2.0. If we don't unite for peace and harmony and real justice and beauty, we're going to go down hard and fast. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then 5 items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can to put your money where your mind is and support InfoWars. Now, you know, this is a very important time for freedom to ring. And if 1776 has to come about, 2020 is a year that no one could have predicted it would be so out of control as we are right now. This lockdown of the governments, lockdown by the governments of businesses around the world, is devastating. Just as I say, just as these psychopaths start wars with no exit strategy, they started the COVID war and all bragged about calling it the COVID war with no exit strategy. And now, with the killing of George Floyd by that cop in Minnesota, Minneapolis. It's going to be much worse, again, because the people that are being hit the hardest are at the lowest level. Throughout the crisis, lower-income people have struggled more with unemployment, food scarcity, low-wage jobs that don't allow them to work from home, and that offer few financial and fiscal protections. The findings by, you ready? The Census Bureau echo growing evidence of accumulating mental harm among Americans. Nearly half of Americans reported the coronavirus crisis is impairing their mental health, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation poll released in April. A survey by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention found people are experiencing anxiety and sadness more often than before the pandemic, and that they're talking about mental health issues more frequently. Researchers have projected that without intervention, the country is poised to experience a rise in suicide, substance abuse, and overdose deaths. Again, the language they use here, they're experiencing anxiety and sadness more often than before the pandemic. It's not the pandemic, it's the politicians. Blame the politicians for what they've done. They've destroyed the global economy. Again, this is unprecedented. With all of these states closing down, where Alex Jones is over there, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Missouri, Minnesota, have all declared statewide states of emergency over the ongoing protests. This is from Insider.com. One after another. So now, the businesses were closed down already because of the slimy, low-life, moronic politicians that decided to do it. And now, states of emergency closing them down even further. And who's it going to hurt the most? You know who. The lower income you are, the harder it hits. And it's just a fact. And why is there violence like this? Why is there police violence, people violence? The fish rots from the head down. I don't like that Gaddafi. I want him out of there, said the Nobel Peace and Crap Prize winner Obama. I don't like that guy, Hussein. I want him out of there. I'll make up a story of why he should be killed and overthrown, said George W. Bush. I want that guy Milosevic out of there, said Clinton. I want that guy Soleimani out of there, said Trump. So violence could happen at the top. It just sweeps down. And again, that's only the way I see it. And the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. And I have to say, we've been on top of this right from the start, knowing what was going to happen and how bad it would be. And we warned about these riots and protests. Go back and read them. We said a flashpoint incident would trigger it. And now that flashpoint incident has. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And now, of course, with the agents provocateurs making it worse, they do it all the time. Name the country. You know, people forgot, particularly those liberals. It was a thing going back in the late 1990s, I believe it was 1999, when Slick Willie Clinton was president. The Battle of Seattle. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets. You know what they were protesting? The World Trade Organization. They're going to have a meeting there. Because they knew we'd lose all our jobs. And there you saw it, these guys, you know, in great shape, lean and mean, all dressed in black, can't see their face. smashing windows. That's where the focus went. Not on all the people that were demonstrating peacefully, but for the agents provocateurs. And that's what's going on. The COVID hysteria created by the prostitutes has not killed the 2 million people that another little slimy piece of garbage crap over there in the UK, near the F-you-know-what-K, the guy Ferguson, from the Imperial College, Imperial far greater than us, the slimy little piece of crap said 2 million of us would be dead by the virus. And they keep quoting that lousy, slimy, nothing little college. A more disaster ahead. And another little jerk, Fauci. Jaw, that's what Fauci means in Italian, jaw. The jawboner. Selling fear and hysteria. The expert. Another lying little piece of stupid crap. They closed down our economy for nothing because they're power hungry. And they've destroyed it. German officials leak report denouncing Corona as a global false alarm. Not printed in the mainstream media. A fact. This isn't made up. This isn't a conspiracy theory, Zuckerberg, or Gorsy Dorsey, or other little, all you little boys were the first ones to close down the economy. We're going to have everybody work from home. The meek little geeks. Not a man among you. All based on your lies. And now look what you've done. You've destroyed America at levels we haven't seen. The COVID war and now Civil War 2.0. I'm a visionary. I've written books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, a magazine now since 1991. I'll put my work up against anybody's. Just show me what you got. If you don't have the data that I have in a compilation, I don't want to talk to you. But I can tell you this. What we're going to see next is unprecedented in world history. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. And in the meantime, do what you can. Support InfoWars.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, you know, what they're not talking about out there is that to beat the virus, and it's a virus, like a flu virus, how about building up your immune system? How about staying healthy? Because we know the people that are dying, they're elderly, mostly chronically ill in nursing homes, elder care homes. It's like when you're in an elder care home and a nursing home, you know, you're on your way out. You know, it's not like you're going to be coming out and partying. And you reach a certain age and then you die. And so, unfortunately, that's the ones that are going. But the other people are diabetics. The information's coming out. We've been writing about it since it happened. Obesity. Lung diseases, respiratory ailments, heart. So it's really important to stay into shape. And to beat this, you have to do it. Because the people that have strong immune systems aren't going down. And Winter Sun Plus is back in stock at 50% off. That's right, it's back, the powerful vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. Winter Sun Plus is here to help boost your defense. After being out of stock for months, there's no better time to make sure that you're getting the vitamin D3 your body seeks, then with Winter Sun Plus, add 50% off. And, you know, an update to a classic InfoWars Life formula, Winter Sun Plus contains 100 mcgs of vitamin D per serving, as well as vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. Winter Sun Plus's incredible formula works together to promote calcium absorption, support the body's natural immune system, provide the necessary vitamin D for whole body support. And vitamin D and K work together synergistically to maximize the benefits of both vitamins for your body. At such great savings, it's the best way to get your nutraceutical vitamin D3 for less while supporting the InfoWars crew. So don't wait until their stock runs out again. Get Winter Sun Plus for 50% off today at InfoWarsStores.com. And again, to beat this virus, to beat the flu, to stay healthy, that's what it takes. Building up your immune system. Yeah, I get my vitamin D. You know, I like going out in that sun. You know, I got that Italian blood in me. So do what you can to support InfoWars. I was mentioning before about the outright fraud this whole coronavirus hysteria has created. And the little clowns, the Cuomos, the Newsoms, the Whitmeres or Whitless, whatever her name is over there in Michigan, one after another, DeWine, DeVine, Klein, the jerk over there in Ohio. One after another, this thing is going down. And by the way, these are the Governor Cuomo who forced people that were in hospitals to go into the nursing homes who had COVID-19. The dictator, an arrogant boy along with his little brother, Chrissy, on the Cartoon News Network. Two little boys born on third base and thought they hit a home run. They'd be nowhere if daddy wasn't Mario. Hey, Cuomo, come over here and put a mask on me. You're making up this mask crap. Oh, by the way, he did an interview and he left his mask on the desk after he told everybody to wear one. And leave your little boys behind and come to do it man to man. I won't wear a mask. I won't go into places. I won't be humiliated by it. Because I also read the data. They're not good for you. They don't work like they say they did. And the Centers for Disease Control flip-flopped on it when they got pressure. It's in your Trends Journal. Anyway, so we heard the German official leak reports denouncing Corona as a global false alarm. They went on to say, you know, what a fact it was that the dangers of COVID were overestimated. Probably at no point did the danger posed by the new virus go beyond the normal level. And it's a fact. You got it right there in InfoWars. And then there's one that just came out today. Another conspiracy theory. Oh, this one came from Reuters. New coronavirus losing potency, top Italian doctor says. The new coronavirus is losing its potency and has become much less lethal, a senior Italian doctor said on Sunday. In reality, the virus clinically no longer exists in Italy, said Alberto Zangrillo, the head of San Raffaele Hospital in Milan. The swabs that were performed over the last 10 days showed a viral load in quantitative terms that was absolutely infinitesimal compared to the ones carried out a month or 2 months ago, he told RAI television. Infinitesimal. And that's what we have, a bunch of infants telling us what to do. And then you see in Italy, you go to Pompeii, They're taking temperatures of everybody. Everywhere you walk in, they're taking temperatures. They're complaining that people aren't social distancing. When you see how easy the people follow someone, again, it's no surprise why they Heil Hitler, march to Mussolini, or salute Stalin. The Italians were the first ones to buckle under. I was ashamed of them. But again, good and bad comes in every nationality, race, creed, color. Look at that slime of Fauci. He's Italian. Madonna me. So too was Mussolini, you know? So good and bad comes in everybody. So now, this doctor goes on to say, we've got to get back to being a normal country. Someone has to take responsibility for terrorizing the country. They terrorized the country. And they're terrorizing us. Intelligent people I know. I just had a conversation with somebody. I said, look, I know the data here. I'm not involved in politics. Well, I am. I said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. End of the conversation. If you line yourself with a politic, you like to suck the life out of you, knock yourself out. No conversation here. If we don't fight for freedom, liberty, love, joy, and beauty, as I was saying earlier, I'm a visionary. That's my business. We have now entered the greatest depression. It's gone worldwide. The numbers are there. And now, an outbreak of what may become a civil war in the United States. But it's not only in the United States, it's global. Emerging markets collapsing. Countries going deep into recession. There were outbreaks before this happened. India, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, Colombia, South Africa, France, Hong Kong, Lebanon. One place after another. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And now this violence is going to start spreading across borders. And then you're going to hear some low-life piece of slimy crap politician like a Clinton or an Obama or a murderer Bush. We got to get over there and stop that government from doing what they're doing to their people. We're going to send Americans over there to kill them, like we've done before. But this time it won't work. If we don't stop this, history is repeating itself. Go back to the 1930s. Currency wars, trade wars, Great Depression, World War. Fast forward now, 2020. Currency war, trade war, greatest depression, World War III. It'll be the end, the war to end all wars. As Einstein said, they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth World War. He didn't know what they used to fight the Third. So support InfoWars, do what you can to support peace, and of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal, the history before it happens.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.